This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
You never know. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. So let's get to the letter. The subject is something keeps coming up missing. Dear Stephen Shirley, I got reacquainted with an ex and he has been a godsend to me and my 2 children for the past year. I've let him stay over a lot because some days I work late and some mornings I leave early. So he helps me with the boys. He's been good about buying groceries and helping out financially. The sex has always been good, so I'm happy with him. When the boys go to their father's house for the weekend, I go spend time over my boyfriend's house. We got into a heated discussion the other day because I told him my sons are irresponsible and they throw my silverware away and are eating all of their cereals and snacks up as soon as I buy them. I threatened to put a lock on my pantry door. He calmed me down and said that wasn't necessary. He talked to the boys. This past weekend, I stayed at his place. I had a salad, so I went to get a fork and saw 3 of my forks were in my boyfriend's drawer. Then he comes out of the bedroom wearing my slippers and walked into the kitchen to make himself a turkey sandwich with the 3 slices of turkey that I was looking for at my house to make myself a sandwich the other day. Wow, this has gotten real petty. Lucky for him, he had his own bread. I asked him if he was the reason that stuff has been disappearing at my house, and he said yes, like it was no big deal. He said he took food from my house a few times so he wouldn't have to go to the store in the snow. He showed me a box of my kids' fruit roll-ups, and he said he took a new tube of toothpaste from my linen closet last week. Is this acceptable? Am I being petty for being mad about this? What's wrong with him? Okay, these are some of the things that have been missing. Umbrellas, forks, house shoes, toothpaste, kids' fruit roll-ups, lunch meat. And I keep finding stuff. So what? Maybe he's a klepto. I don't know. Maybe there is a little something wrong with him. Or maybe he just thinks that taking this stuff since they're together is no big deal. But the problem with taking stuff is that you got to let the other person know. You got to ask them. She'll probably say yes because she's really feeling you and she's loving you and all of that. So all you have to do is ask, baby, can I take a tube of toothpaste? Baby, I grabbed a fork. Do you mind? I'll bring it back. And why are you just taking it and not bringing the stuff back? So are you saying that he's a great guy, but he's a thief? Because that's what it sounds like. And wait a minute, though. He's taking food from your kids. What is he doing with the kids' fruit roll-ups and their cereal? Come on now. He does have a little bit of a problem, I would say. Stealing is a crime. I don't care if it is fruit roll-ups. You got to tell people. You just can't take stuff. It's not your house. And she doesn't do it. So, you really like him. The sex is great and all that. He's been a godsend. These are your words. but you need to really have a serious talk with him about stealing three slices of turkey meat. Yeah, that's petty. So why is he doing this? Come on. You need to have a serious talk with him. Taking stuff is not cool. All right. Come on, nephew.
Oh, come on, y'all. What is the big deal? We together, ain't we? We together. What's the big deal? Yes, I took your son's Oscar Mayer Lunchables. What is the big deal? Why are you tripping on about this? We together. What's the big deal? Yes, I got his PlayStation. I was playing Fortnite. But what is the big deal? What? Why are you getting an uproar behind this? What is... Okay, yes, yes, I have your frying pan, and I took the fish that was in the freezer, okay? But it was finna expire. So, yes, I brought it home and fried it. What is the big deal? Okay, why are you just, I don't understand. Yes, I took your kids' TV. I'm trying to watch March Madness, okay? I'm trying to watch March Madness. These kids ain't watching this TV. Why are y'all tripping on this? Oh. Yes, I did. I rode your son's bike to get some exercise. I just haven't brought it back over there yet. What is the big deal? Why is you tripping? Yes, what? Those are your panties, okay? My drawers was dirty. Hey, I had to put something on.
Hang on, nephew.
We'll be back
with part two of our responses to the strawberry letter at 23 minutes after. Today's subject is something keeps coming up missing. We heard from me. We heard from Tommy. We're going to hear from Junior coming up right after this.
Y'all don't even use that microwave. Y'all don't even use that.
All right, come on, guys. We're going to recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is something keeps coming up missing. As long as it's something and not someone, I found in this letter to be the case. Yeah. All right. A woman wrote in. She just got reacquainted with an ex that she used to date. And she's saying that, you know, this guy is good to her. He's a godsend, actually. And he's been good to her and her two kids. They've been together for the past year. She lets him stay over because, you know, some days she works late and he takes care of her two sons for her. He's been good about buying groceries. He helps out financially. And all that's great. She said the sex is great, all of that. So she's really happy with him.
What's
the big deal? She wants to know if this is petty because certain things in her house have come up missing and she's blaming it on the boys. Now, she talked to her man about it. He said, don't be mad at the boys. I'll talk to them. Well, that was his opportunity right there to tell her it was him. It's him. It's not the boys. But he didn't do that. He let her go on and think that it was from the boys, that the boys were taking the stuff. Now, here's some of the things that he has taken. He's taken umbrellas. He's taken forks from her, you know, flatware collection. He's taken shoes, toothpaste, the kids' fruit roll-ups, their cereal, lunch meat. And she keeps finding things missing. So she wants to know, is this acceptable? And is she being petty? And what's wrong with him? There is something wrong with him, I said. Tommy said, what's the big deal? They're together, aren't they? Junior, what do you say?
Junior what?
What do you say? Yeah, Junior what? Junior,
I'm confused. Which man we talking to.
Uh-huh.
Is it the ex? Is it the boyfriend? You got too much stuff going, because every time y'all have sex, something coming up missing.
Oh, you blaming it?
Every time you sleep with this man, a fork come up missing. You lay down, lunch meat come up missing. I know one thing. Jamal Bryant didn't told y'all we boycotting Target because y'all damn sure down there. I know that. Everything that you keep coming up missing come from Target. Umbrellas, lunch meat. What is fruit roll-up? All that's at Target. He told y'all it's 40 days, no shopping at Target. Y'all take y'all down there every time y'all sleep together. Y'all keep going down there. I don't know what you want us to say about this letter. We are grown people here. We don't have stuff that's missing.
No.
Ain't nobody on this show got something that's missing in their house.
No.
When do I care if an umbrella come up missing? I tell you what, still an umbrella and nobody saw it, you don't know who has it. Lunch meat. Y'all even got specific. Three pieces of lunch meat.
Really? What is that?
Really?
Three pieces of lunch meat. She was going to make a turkey sandwich, Junior.
I don't don't know what type of relationship you got going on. So you need to leave that man alone or that ex alone, because stuff keep coming up missing. It ain't your boys. They are the only two honest men in there is the boys.
Yeah. That's yeah. It. That's why it. Didn't, but Junior, Tommy, why didn't he admit it why didn't he come clean when she talked to him about it and was blaming the boys? Why didn't he say it then?
Which man is this? Is it the ex or is this the boyfriend? Which one?
Well, okay, we're talking about the man she's with now, who is her ex, but she's still dating him.
So what's the boyfriend?
It's the same guy. So
no, it's they're one and the same, Junior.
Yeah. They're back together. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Okay. I thought it was two men.
Mm-hmm. No. It's just one man. So yeah. My
question
is... Well,
that's two men. They do go visit their father.
Yeah, their dad. Yeah.
The boys okay. do.
Mm. All right.
So...
But she's talking about her ex that she reacquainted and rekindled a relationship with. That's who she's talking about. Okay. So my question is, why didn't he come clean when she talked to him about it, when she thought it was her boy stealing?
Let me say this, sir. He probably would have had to come clean about everything. He probably stole stuff the first time they were together that we don't know nothing about.
That's why they broke up in the first place.
He was missing all kinds. Where's my car?
All kinds of stuff been missing.
I know my boys had a dog. Where's the damn dog at? Yeah.
All kinds of stuff is missing.
I see that as a problem, though. I do see that as a problem, because he let her go ahead and think that it was her boys, said nothing. She told him her boys were irresponsible. These are all chances for you to speak up, sir. You know, I don't care if he is helping you out financially. I don't care if the sex is good.
His acting skills is on point, though. when they take the lunch meet? When?
Right. Go ahead, Tommy.
But you know how you're so smooth with it? He actually he lying to her while he in her flip-flops, though.
Yes.
He got stuff on from her.
Yeah. Right. But he thinks this is okay, because he just said, yeah, I it's no big deal. Yeah, I took it. I took some toothpaste from your linen closet because I didn't want to stop by the store. What?
Yeah, he visited.
Right there.
If we go to his apartment, all her stuff over there. If we just go over there.
That's where she found her forks. Yeah, that's where she found her forks, at his house. She thought her boys were throwing them away. What is wrong with him?
You don't need all that deodorant. You do not need all that deodorant.
Everything.
He doesn't ask her, can he have it?
She is short 10 hangers right now. She gets some 10 hangers. He got it.
Her clothes just in the closet floor, just on there, just... All right, guys. Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.